Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I wish to read to you Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son, and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, that it may be well with thee, that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house, and on thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, wells which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and shall serve him, and shall swear by his name. These are the commandments that God gave to the nation of Israel. God has rules, and humanity are to live by the rules which God has given. Some people do not choose to live by rules. Some people wish to live only by the rules that they desire. Some people ignore totally and completely the rules of God. But God desires that humanity live according to rules. As he was going to give the nation of Israel this great land, he was going to give them vineyards which they had not planted. He was going to give them houses which they had not built. He was going to give them wells which they had not dug. He was going to provide them a land that flowed with milk and honey. This land was going to be rich. This land was going to be full. This land was going to be abundant. God was going to give them a land, and in that land, he was going to provide for their necessities. God was going to bless them, even to the point that he would prolong their days. All that God desired from them was that they follow the rules that he gave them. Life will be better if humanity will follow the rules of God. We can enjoy peace, contentment, prosperity, happiness, and success in this world during the days of our life if we will but conform our life to the rules which God has given. God said, "Hear, O Israel, and these are the commandments and the statutes which I commanded to teach you." God has taught us his word. God, through his Holy Spirit, has revealed unto us his word, his rule of life. By that rule we are to walk, we are to live, so that we will prosper in this world, and also so that we may prosper in the world to come. The rules of God are rules that can be kept. They are rules that can be followed. We must not ignore the rules of God. We must not dismiss the rules of God. We must follow and obey that which God has delivered unto us, so that we will be pleasing and acceptable unto Him, and He will sustain us. He will provide for us. He will care for us. He will deliver us. A rich and fertile land was going to be given to the people of God, and all that God desired in return was that they follow the rules that He would give, the commandments and the statutes that He had delivered unto them through that great prophet Moses. Notice in verse 2 that they were to keep all His statutes and commandments. They were not to dismiss a single one. They were not to ignore a single one. They were to keep all the statutes and all the commandments that God had given unto them. We in this life are to keep all the commandments, all the statutes, yea, all the rules that God has given. When you read these 13 verses in Deuteronomy chapter 6, you will notice that there are 6 rules of life that God gave this people. Fear the Lord, honor the Lord, reverence the Lord, realize who the Lord is, how great and magnificent the Lord is. Fear the Lord, keep the commandments, walk according to His rule of law. You remember that the scripture has already mentioned Enoch and Noah, who walked with God. They walked according to His rule. They kept His commandments. They obeyed His will. They followed Him because they feared Him. They reverenced Him. They honored Him. We honor God when we keep His commandments, His statutes, and His rules. Love the Lord was the third commandment contained here. If we love the Lord, we will do as the Lord has commanded us to do. Our love for Him must be deep. Our love for Him must be great. Our love for Him must consume our whole being with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our strength, with all our soul, with all that we have. We are to love the Lord. Teach the commandments. These commandments were to be taught to others. They were to keep the commandments themselves, and they were to teach these commandments to others so that they might keep the commandments. We must have a concern and a love for other people, for their welfare, for the welfare of their life, for the welfare of their soul. Teach the commandments. Be constantly aware of the law. They were to be aware of God's law when they walked in the way, when they lay down at night to sleep, when they rose up in the morning. They were to be aware of the law when they did their work, when they ate their meal, when they sat in their house. They were to be constantly aware of the law of God. In all that we do, wherever we go, we must be aware of the law of God. We must know the rules in every situation of our life so that we can do as God would have us to do, so that we might love Him and fear Him. Do not forget the Lord. In our life, we must not forget the Lord. They were not to forget Him. In every instance of their life, they were not to forget the Lord. They were not to set their minds upon themselves, upon their successes, but rather they were to remember the Lord. They were to remember the blessings that He had given them. They were to remember the deliverances that He had made for them. Here are 6 laws that God had given to this people so that they might live prosperously in this land. Fear the Lord. Keep the commandments. Love the Lord. Teach the commandments. Be constantly aware of the Lord. Do not forget the Lord. When the Lord Jesus Christ emerged upon the scene, Jesus gave a system of law. Just as God had given to his people in the long ago, so now as Jesus Christ emerges upon the scene of humanity, he comes to give a system of law, a collection of rules by which we are to live. God has directed that humanity live by rule. We are to live under the rule of God. God has made us in his image. He has created us with his likeness. He has breathed into our being the breath of life. He has given us an eternal soul. And so we are to obey his law. We are to honor what he has done for us. He has delivered us from the ravages of sin. He has forgiven us of the trespasses that we have committed through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gave a system of law. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 2, Jesus has come up into the mountain and a great multitude has followed him. Multitudes were constantly following the Lord. They followed him to hear him teach. They followed him because of the miracles, the healing, the blessings that he gave unto them because they needed those in their life. We need to recognize in our life our need of God, and therefore we need to come unto him. Jesus Christ has made himself available to us. We can come to him at any moment of the day or night. We can bring to him any need or care or anxiety that troubles our soul. Jesus Christ has made himself available unto us, and we need to come unto him. This great multitude came to him on the mountain that day. And verse 2 said, he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, and Jesus delivered unto them a system of law, a collection of rules by which they are to live. Remember, we are to live according to the rule of God. In Matthew 7, 24 through 27, as Jesus completes these sayings, he says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Jesus said, you will hear and do what I say, or you will refuse to hear and refuse to do what I say. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, whosoever heareth most of these sayings of mine, whosoever heareth some of these sayings of mine, whosoever chooseth these sayings of mine, this is not the teaching of Jesus. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine. Jesus has the character of God in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Remember his word was, you keep all my statutes, all my commandments. And so Jesus said, whosoever heareth these sayings, heareth all that I'm saying to you, hearing everything that I say unto you, and doeth them, shall be like a wise man. He builds a house upon a solid foundation, upon a rock. And when the rains come, and the winds blow, and the floods descend, and beat upon that house, when the trials and the troubles and the difficulties and the defeats and the sorrows and the discomforts of life beat upon our soul, our house will stand. for it is firmly established upon the truth, the rule of God. But those who do not hear and do not do are like a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The same adversities of life are going to come to him, but his house is going to fall, because there is no foundation, there is no security, there is no trust, there is no lifeline to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so from Matthew 5 and verse 2 to Matthew chapter 7 and verse 27, Jesus has delivered a system of law, a collection of rule by which humanity is to live. If we would come unto Jesus, we must hear his word, his teachings, and we must do as he has commanded us. And the same promise is given to us as was given to the people of Israel long, long ago. God said, I will give you a prosperous land, and I will prolong your life. And if we keep the rule of Jesus Christ, if we commit our way to the Lord Jesus Christ, if we honor the Lord Jesus Christ in our life and obey the rule that he has given, we will enjoy a life of prosperity and we will enjoy a prolonged life. God blesses those who keep his statutes and his commandments. Jesus blesses those who keep his system of law. I want you to notice the system of law that Jesus has delivered. He has delivered a law of obedience. We are to obey him. We are to hear him as he speaks, and we are to obey what he says. We are not to choose what we will obey. We are not to dismiss any of his word. There is a law of obedience, and we must obey him. In all areas of our life, we must obey all the rule that he has given. There is a law of service. Jesus is to be served. You and I are to serve him, honor him, just as they were to fear the Lord and honor him, so we are to honor Christ. We are to serve him. Do what will please him. Do what will bring glory to his name. Live in a manner where other people will want to follow Jesus. Help those who need help. Render our service to whomever and wherever we have the opportunity. There is a law of fidelity. We are to be faithful unto the Lord Jesus Christ. God was not to be forgotten as he delivered that rule to Israel. Do not forget the Lord. Do not forget the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not forget what blessings he has bestowed upon us. Do not forget the sacrifice that he has made for us. Do not forget where we are because of what he has done for us and the sacrifice that he has made for us. There is a law of fidelity, a law of faithfulness, a law of commitment that we are to make to the Lord Jesus Christ. And all the days of our life, we are to walk according to that law, and we are to give him service and obedience. There is a law of self-sacrifice. Jesus came to sacrifice. He gave his life for you and for me and for all of humanity, for those who have long since left the scene of man, and for those yet to come upon the scene of man. There is a sacrifice that is everlasting, one sacrifice for all time, for all humanity, provided by the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is a law of sacrifice that is placed upon us. We must make sacrifices to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We must sacrifice our very heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. He must comprise our total being. We must commit all that we have to him. Make a sacrifice, a self-sacrifice. Jesus said, you have to love your life less than you love me. If you love your life more, you're going to lose your life. But if you give your life to me, then I will give my, then you will have life through my sacrifice, through my blood. There is a law of productivity. We are to produce in the kingdom of God. We are to bear fruit in the kingdom of God. God is pleased when we bear fruit to his name. Our lives are to be active in the service of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not simply to serve Christ occasionally. We're to serve Christ, making our life productive in his service. We are to grow in his graces. We are to develop his character. We are to see who he is in the pages of the New Testament, and even in the pages of the Old Testament. We are to see the character that Christ had, and we are to be productive in the development of that character and those graces that he has set forth, and we are to bear fruit unto God. Our lives are to be useful, not only in the service of God, but in the society where we live. We're to seek to make society a better place. There is a law of pleasing God. God is to be pleased. We're to please him in all things. When Paul wrote the Thessalonian church, he said that we are to abound more and more in pleasing God, 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 1. Jesus did always those things that pleased God. Cannot you and I do always those things that please God? Can we not do only those things that please God rather than those things that displease him? It is not good to displease God. It is not good for us to make God angry at us. We must seek the position where God is always pleased with us. There is a law of holiness. God is a holy God. His being is unstained. You and I live in a difficult society. Because society is given to sin, the devil roams the earth to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. But we must live holy. We must live lives that are unstained. We must keep ourselves from sin and guard ourselves from the unholiness and the corruption and the filthiness that is present in the world. That sometimes might be difficult to do. But if we have made a sacrifice to the Lord Jesus Christ, and if we're seeking to live lives of productivity, it will not be difficult to be holy in our character. There is a law of compassion. We are to be compassionate toward others. We are to feel the need of others. We're to be able to see the emptiness in lives, and we're to have compassion toward those people. We're to seek an understanding of other people and show compassion and mercy toward them. There is a law of love and forgiveness. We are to love God, but we are to love others. The second great law was likened to the first. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. We're to love ourselves. We're to love our neighbor. We're to love God. And with that love comes the law of forgiveness. We're willing to forgive. We have hearts that extend forgiveness to those who hurt us, to those who slander us. The law of love and forgiveness. There is a law of worship. God is to be worshiped. Jesus Christ is to be worshiped. We are to see the holiness of God. We are to see the power of God. We are to see the wonder of God. And that causes us to bow our hearts unto him and praise him and honor him. We praise him with our lips because we praise him with our hearts. Hebrews 13 and verse 15. God is to be worshiped, and he is to be worshiped according to the law, according to the rule that he has given. We are not to follow our own rule of worship. There is a law of marriage. Society has almost abandoned the law of marriage, totally disregarded the law of marriage. Very little attention is paid to God's law of marriage. But God has a law of marriage. You remember when God gave that law, he said, "You teach these commandments to your children. You make them as frontlets for your eyes. You write them upon your doorpost. You have these laws in your knowledge so that you can teach them to your children diligently." We need to respect the law of marriage. The home needs to honor God. The home needs to be established upon the rule of God. There is a law of heaven. Heaven is the reward that will be given to the faithful, to the obedient, to those who respect God and honor His law. And there is the law of hell. Hell is reserved for those who do not obey God. It's described as a terrible, awful place in the pages of Scripture. It is described as a place that you and I do not even want to visit, that we do not want to visibly see, much less spend our eternity there. These are the laws that Jesus has delivered. These are the rules that He has given to humanity. You and I must live according to those rules. Jesus taught by authority. When this great sermon is finished, Matthew 7 and verse 29 says, "For He taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes." The voice of Jesus was different than any voice they had heard before. The lessons that He taught, the manner in which He delivered them, the love that He showed for them, the compassion that He placed upon them. He taught them as one having authority. Jesus has the authority to speak the rule of God. Jesus has the authority to tell you and me and all of humanity how to live, how to walk, how to conduct our life, because His authority was given by God. In Matthew chapter 17 and verse 5, Jesus is on the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and the Bible says that a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice out of the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him." They were to hear Jesus. We're to hear Jesus. We're to read the books of the New Testament, and we're to hear Jesus, and we're to live by His authority. In Acts 2 and verse 36, when the Apostle Peter was speaking concerning the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he said, "Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ." Jesus has been made Lord, and He has been made Christ. He is the authority of life. We are to hear Jesus, and we're to live according to the rule that He has delivered. In Hebrews 1:1-3, "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, upholding all things by the word of His power." Notice the authority in those verses of Scripture that God has given to the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice the place of prominence, the place, the position of majesty that Jesus occupies in those verses of Scripture when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Jesus Christ has the authority to give the rule of life by which you and I are to live, and the judgment of our life will be by the authority of Christ. Jesus said in John 12:48, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." The word of Jesus Christ will be the authority by which my eternal soul will be sent either to heaven or to hell. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ.